Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. First, let me read from the Bible. Acts chapter 10, verses 34 to 36. Peter replied, "I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. This is the message of good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all." This might not sound revolutionary, but you need to understand that Peter's world had just been turned upside down. He'd been brought up with the Old Testament law, and he knew that there were very clear rules about what a Jew should and shouldn't eat. However, he just had a vision in which he'd been told to do the unthinkable. He'd seen a large sheet containing four-footed animals, reptiles and birds, and told to eat them. His response was exactly the right one for any Jew. He said no. But then the voice said to him, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." This happened three times, and then the penny dropped. God was telling him that the good news of Jesus was no longer limited to the Jews. The doors had been flung open to the world. The Christian church must always have its doors open to everyone. That's what Jesus came to do. The moment we confine it to a narrow group of people, we have fundamentally missed the point. I'm so grateful in my home church we welcomed a road sweeper. He was very different from anyone else who came to that church. He didn't know the rules, and he would often come to services halfway through and bang down his milk bottle on the hard wooden pew. The large congregation was no longer focused on anything the minister was saying. Jim was the focus of everyone's attention. He was a poor man, and his command of English was not great. But as a child, I remember that Jim was made completely welcome. Many people went out of their way to include him in the life of the church. The church was where he belonged. I'm grateful that that picture of welcome is indelibly imprinted on my mind. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, we thank you that your arms are open to everyone. Help us to reflect your love to those we meet day by day. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier.